Welcome to the TD Sports Podcast Show. I'm your host, Ty Delbridge, and today, February 11th, I'm going to look back at my best bets from yesterday, look ahead to the NBA games on the schedule today, and give out my best bets and top props. Make sure to follow me on Twitter, at Ty Delbridge, the show, at TD Sports Podcast. Like and subscribe to the show on whatever podcast app you are listening to. It'll help me out and get me in front of more ears. All right, let's get it. So, let's take a look back at my best bets from yesterday. I went 4-2-1. The San Antonio Spurs +7 pushed. They were up 15. They were up most of that game. They got out early, led around halftime. It looked like they were going to steal a win in Denver. And then in the fourth quarter, or was it towards the end of the third and then the fourth, the Nuggets just exploded, went on big runs, and they ended up winning this game by 7. So, I count pushes, not really as a win, but I don't count them as a loss either because I get my money back. So, whatever, we'll take it. Next, Charlotte Hornets +3.5. That was one of my gut feelings when I talked about yesterday, and the Hornets go in and they blew out Detroit, and they had them early. The Hornets jumped on them early, started scoring, got a lead, and it was never in doubt. So that Charlotte, I also took the Charlotte Hornets money line on that. So I had the points and the money line. So the Hornets cash for me. The Indiana Pacers, excuse me one second. So the Indiana Pacers -6.5 failed. That was one of my last second gut feelings on that one. I should have just stayed away from that that bet. I thought they would own the Nets, but they never really flexed on the Nets. They were behind most of that game. They got a little bit of a lead towards the third and fourth quarters, but then the Nets just put it on them and took that game. So Pacers -6.5 failed. The over 230.5 Timberwolves at Raptors, probably my favorite bet of the day. That cashed easy. These two teams had 70 points at halftime. I think they combined for over 250-260 points. Tons of threes. Like I expected, the Timberwolves shot 40 threes. The Raptors shot 33. The Raptors made 18 of them. I think the Wolves made 16. So tons of threes like I expected. The over 229 Suns at Lakers, that failed. It looked like towards the end there they might get it. Ended up being a 225. Teams got a little bit sloppy around the start of the fourth. Actually, the start of the third quarter, the teams like didn't score for a while. Super sloppy basketball. And then that ended up affecting the total. So 225, that one failed. Next one at Anthony Davis is over 9.5 rebounds. Thank you, basketball gods. He got his 10th rebound and then like literally 45 seconds later, Frank Vogel put in the subs and took Anthony Davis out. I had Anthony Davis on this over on a couple different parlays. So I was very excited to see him grab his 10th rebound. And then Nikola Jokic is over 7.5 assists. Again, too easy. He had that in the third quarter. He finished with 12 assists. I had a parlay of Davis and Jokic. I had my sports book of the Oregon Lottery. They gave me +100 odds on both. So I parlayed them and had a +300 parlay between Davis and Jokic. That cashed. I had a parlay between Jokic, Davis, and the Charlotte Hornets money line. That cashed. So it was a good, fun night. A little bit of stress, but that's why we do it. It keeps you really entertained on a random Tuesday or on a random Monday night in February for basketball. So that was it for my best bets for yesterday. We will look to get similar results today. Maybe scratch one of those losses in for a win and cash more money. So when we come back, I will get into the games today and give out my best bets and top props. Welcome back. Let's take a look at the NBA games today. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games on the schedule today. Starting at the top, we have the Los Angeles Clippers at the Philadelphia 76ers. Clippers are a 1-point favorite at the moment, and the total is around 224.5. This will be a very interesting game. I think the Clippers are coming into this game fairly healthy. No Pat Beverly for them, that's about it. But I'm seeing that Paul George and Kawhi Leonard are not even on the injury report, so both those guys should be playing. That'll be interesting. The Philadelphia 76ers have been very good at home. They are 24-2 at home. The Clippers are 15-11 on the road. This is a very, this is going to be a good game, I believe. Yeah, this is the first game on TNT for the night. Good battle between conferences. We get one of the top Western Conference teams against one of the top Eastern Conference teams. And, I mean, realistically, this is one of probably the better scenarios of the NBA Finals we could see. It's either going to be the Sixers or the Bucks probably in the Finals. Maybe the Heat now or the Clippers and Lakers. So this could be a, this could be a little preview of something. If I had to lean on this right now, I think I will take... This is very interesting. I really like the Clippers shooting. They shoot the ball very well. Let's see, they're 11th in three-point field goal percentage, 10th in free throw percentage, 9th in true shooting percentage, 6th in offensive rating. I just feel like they are the better overall team. And but I think like Philly at home has been very well. And with Joel Embiid's size and the Clippers' size against this smaller Clippers team. But the Clippers, wow, they're second in rebounds, tied for fourth in offensive rebounds. This is just wild. I'm going to take the Clippers. I was going to lean the Sixers here after all that. I was going to take the home favorite, Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons. I think their size with Tobias Harris could be a factor for the Clippers. But I'm going to lean the Clippers here. It just... I wanted to bet the Sixers, but based off everything I was saying here, I would take the Clippers. So rambled on there longer than expected. So I'll go Clippers and I'll go over. All right, next, Bulls at Wizards. This is gonna see the Wizards are a 3-point favorite. Over under set at 230.5. See some injuries for the Bulls. No Porter Jr. Satoransky's game time decision. Ryan Archiconocto's game time decision. Chris Dunn's out. Valentine's game time decision. Zach LaVine's game time decision. Lauri Markkanen's out. And Daniel Gafford's out, or is a game time decision with an ankle. Wow, that is a lot of players for the Bulls. For the Wizards, John Wall out Achilles, Thomas Bryant out foot. I'm going to take the Wizards as home favorites here, especially if the Bulls don't have Zach LaVine. If he's out or even limited, I feel like they don't have much going on. Yeah, I don't like this. Really, I don't really like this Bulls team. It's been one I've faded, so I'll take the Wizards in the over. I don't see much defense and a lot of offense from both these teams, especially the Wizards. Next, Portland Trailblazers at the New Orleans Pelicans. Pelicans are a 3-point favorite. The over-under set at 240. It's going to be a very high-scoring game. Both these teams are one of the best teams in pace. Did scoring. Let's see. The Pelicans are tied for third in the NBA in pace. The Blazers are tied for 11th. Both teams are top 10 in three-point field goal shots. They're both tied for fourth in three-point field goal percentage. Both top 10 in rebounds. Let's see. Blazers are 17th in true shooting. Pelicans are 14th. Blazers have a better offensive rating. Their defensive ratings are about the same. Blazers are 10-18 on the road. Pelicans are 10-16 at home. It's going to be a good game. The Blazers, I feel like ever since they got swept by the Pelicans, they always have a little extra chip on their shoulder to come play this Pelicans team. Jrue Holiday really always shows out against Dame and CJ to really try and show that he is one of the better guards in the NBA. For the Blazers, they will not have Mario Hezonja, Nasir Little, Rodney Hood, or Jusuf Nurkić. For the Pelicans, they will not have Kendrick Williams, Darius Miller, and Brandon Ingram as a game time decision. It's going to be interesting. The Pelicans are loaded up at every position. They can score at all three levels. They can play good defense. They can get up and go. They can slow the game down if they need to. I think they might give the Blazers some fits tonight. I'm going to actually take the Pelicans -3. It's hard to bet against my favorite team and my favorite player in Damian Lillard. I won't actually bet against them, but I'm just going to pick the Pelicans. I think as home favorites right before the All-Star break, I know the Blazers need to get every win they can. So they're not the type of team that's going to be looking ahead, especially with Damian Lillard. He will have this team grounded and composed. But I think the Pelicans might be too much to handle tonight with their ability, with their bigs that can run the floor, especially if Brandon Ingram plays tonight. I just think they have too much size, length, quickness for the Blazers to deal with, especially with no Hezonja or Nasir Little tonight. Just having those bigger wing guys who at least can even just guard or be a body on one of those bigger guys, I think they will have problems, especially Zion. I just don't, who's going to guard Zion Williams tonight for the Blazers? Is it Caleb Swanigan? No. Is it Hassan Whiteside? No. would have been Nasir Little, which I would have loved to see that, because Nasir, when they played in the McDonald's All-American game and in the Under Armour, I think it was American game, when they both were seniors in high school or like when they're high school all-stars, Nasir showed up Zion twice and won the MVP in one of those things, shut down Zion a couple times. So it would have been nice for Nasir's hype for Blazer fans and for the NBA to say, hey, I should have been a lottery pick. I should have been a top five pick. This is the best player in the draft class. I've shut him down before. Now let me do it on the bigger stage. So I think I can't wait for Nasir to get his chance to hopefully prove that one day. But right now with no him, and the Blazers just struggle defending these guys, I'm going to take the Pelicans -3, and I'll take the over 240. I think there's a ton of points scored in this game on both sides. The Blazers will have a tough time defending the Pelicans, and I see the Pelicans having a tough time holding down Dame. So give me the Pelicans in the over. Next, Spurs at Thunder. Thunder a 7.5-point favorite. Over-under set at 219.5. I like the Thunder here. Spurs are in a second out of a back-to-back. Lost last night by 7. I thought they should have won that game, but is what it is. Now they get the Thunder team at home. Thunder have just been good against the spread. They've been good at home. Spurs have not been very good on the second out of a back-to-back. The 7.5 is a little high. And we still have waiting word on DeMar DeRozan for the Spurs, if he's going to play. He did not play last night. Regardless, I'll take the Thunder. I think they're a better team. They have rest. They have the home court advantage. And that three-guard lineup of Paul, Shiggy Alexander, and Dennis Schroeder, along with Danilo Gallinari, I think will be too much for the Spurs to handle. I'll take the Thunder and the over. Last game of the night, Boston Celtics at the Houston Rockets. Rockets are a 2-point favorite, over under set at 232. I like the Celtics here. The only person on their injury report at the moment is Jaylen Brown, so that means we're probably going to get Jason Tatum and Kemba Walker and Gordon Hayward. I think if you have those three guys, you're in it. The Rockets are without Eric Gordon. No Eric Gordon for them is a huge blow to that Rockets offense. That's a big scoring punch off the just missing for him. He went for 50 when Harden and Westbrook went out. Now you don't have him in a very probably tough game against a very talented Celtics team that have multiple guys that can score and shoot the ball and do things. So I think the Rockets not having one of those guys, they're already kind of at a disadvantage because of their height and small. I'm going to take the Boston Celtics +2 on the road. I'm actually surprised that Boston's not favored in this. Houston has been, they've been better lately, but still I think they're going to, they've gotten blown out once. They've cut it close with a small ball lineup. So now I think they get a team like the Boston Celtics that can exploit these lineups, space the floor, and have a really dominant scorers in Kemba and Jason Tatum and guys like Gordon Hayward who can do a bunch of stuff. And if Jaylen Brown plays, that's a big advantage for the Celtics. And even guys like Daniel Tice, his ability to rebound and space the floor, I think is going to give the Rockets fits because of his size. They have nobody that can match up with them. So I'm taking the Boston Celtics +2, and I'll take the over in this game. I think there's a ton of points scored. I'm taking a lot of overs tonight. I think there's going to be a fun high-scoring NBA night. So, all right, those are my game picks for today. When we come back here in a minute, we will get into my best bets and top props. All right, let's get into my best bets for today. Starting at the top, I'm taking the Boston Celtics +2 and their money line +110. I think they win against this Houston Rockets team on the road. I know the Rockets have been playing a little bit better lately. They've figured out this small ball thing, but I think going up against a team like the Celtics that can just exploit them in many different ways, I think they're going to have a tough time on the defensive end, and they're going to have a tough time playing this type of offense throughout the game. I know they've shown they can do it, but after a while, I mean, this team's just going to wear out for their lack of size and playing all these guys. And I think the Celtics having their big three, big four, heck, you could even say big five, and Kemba Walker, Jaylen Brown, with Gordon Hayward, with Jason Tatum, and now maybe even Marcus Smart, I think they're just a lot to handle. They can hang with the Rockets on the offensive end with Tatum, Hayward, and Brown, and even Daniel Tice and Walker scoring with Westbrook and Harden. They can match their pace, match their ability to knock down shots. They can go shot for shot with them. And then I think the Celtics defense being able to make the Rockets work. They got Marcus Smart, who can get in the grill of James Harden and Russell Westbrook. They got Jaylen Brown, if he plays, who has good size and length. He can body both those guys as well. I think you could see Gordon Hayward on him. You could see Jason Tatum. I think the Celtics just have a lot of different options to attack this Celtics team. And in the end, I think it's going to be too much for them. And also, with no Gordon for the Houston Rockets, I think that's a big blow for them. His ability to do things with the ball, score, get hot, be that third guy next to Harden and Westbrook. So they have three guys in the backcourt like that. That really makes the defenses have pressure on him because they can't leave Gordon open, and then they can't not double James. So it's tough. So I think not having him sucks for them. So give me the Celtics +2 and the money line of +110. All right, next I'm taking the Los Angeles Clippers -1.5. I think I said one in the previous segment, but it's already jumped up to 1.5 now. I like their ability to shoot the ball. I like their ability to make things happen with Lou Williams, with Paul George and Kawhi. I think those three guys can light up the scoreboard. And we know Kawhi and Paul play great defense, and they can fill up the stat sheet with assists, rebounds, steals, blocks. They can slow the game down. They can push the pace. I know that the Sixers have been really good at home. It's really weird how they're really bad on the road and really, really good at home. But I think they get a really good Clippers team, and this is going to be a good test for them. I know they've beaten good teams at home, but they get to face maybe one of the top teams, or if not the top team in the NBA when they are healthy. I know they don't have Pat Beverly tonight, but his defense and what he does for the Clippers is so important. But the Sixers have bigger guards, so it's not a big deal that Pat Beverly is not playing. Obviously they're gonna miss him, but I think the Clippers have too much, and they're gonna outscore, and I could see them this thing maybe getting ugly early. I know it's just the Sixers have a lot to figure out, and there's just no way that they can just look so confused when they're on the road and then come home and have it all figured out. I think we're going to see little spurts of that when they play a really good team like the Clippers. So give me the Clippers -1.5. I think they're just a better team overall, and we'll see it tonight. Kind of like the Celtics. I just think the Clippers and Celtics are just better squads at the moment than the Rockets and the Sixers. So do with that what you may. I know some people might be the opposite. Some people might really like the Rockets and really like the Sixers right now. So agree to disagree. Next, I'm taking the Thunder +1.5 -4.5. This line's got up to 8 for the full game. I don't really like that. I had the Spurs +7 last night. I know they're on the second night of back to back, and they probably will lose to the Thunder tonight. But that +8, that -8, it's a ton of points to take. So I'm taking the Thunder +1.5. I think they get out and go early. They'll have more fresher legs than the Spurs, so the Spurs might be a little tired early on. So give me the Thunder -4.5. They are 33-19-1 in the first half against the spread, 7-3 against the spread in the first half in their last 10, and 16-12 in the first half against the spread at home. All positives for the Thunder. Then you look at the Spurs, they're 22-30 in the first half against the spread, 4-6 in their last 10, and 13-13 on the road. So I think the Thunder have the edge here, and I think they get out early in this game, get out and push the pace, and I see them maybe taking a 8-9 point lead going into half. And then, all right, next one, I'm taking the over 230.5 Bulls at Wizards. Actually kind of surprised this line is low as it is. I think it's based on the Bulls' injury report, and they don't know who's going to be playing for the Bulls. But I think we'll see a couple guys for there. And still, yes, maybe the Bulls don't have guys, they don't have their main guys. It just means lack of defense. And the Wizards don't play good defense, so they're going to give up points regardless who's on the court. And the Bulls don't play good defense, and especially if their guys are out, they're not going to be playing good defense and holding this Wizards team. I think the Wizards could get to 130. The Bulls could get to 105. We could see a big blowout. I think the Wizards win this game. We could really see a big game for Bradley Beal if Zach LaVine doesn't play. But I think this thing goes over. The over has hit in 5 of Chicago's last 5 games, and the total has gone over in 7 of Washington's last 9 games. These two teams, they can light up a scoreboard against each other, so I think it's going to be a very high-scoring game. So give me over 230.5 Bulls at Wizards. All right, two top props for the night. First, taking Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's over 6.5 rebounds. He averages about 6.2 rebounds on the season. He's a really long guard. He attacks down low. He hangs around the rim. We don't see that from a lot of guys. He's got good size. He has gone over 7 or more rebounds in 8 of his last 11 games. And in 5 of those games, he's had double-digit rebounds. And before I even looked at this, so I did the last 11. A couple games before I started the 11, so it had been like 14 games or whatever ago, he had a 20-rebound game. So he has a knack and a want to go rebound the ball. I think against a smaller backcourt in the Spurs, guys like Derek White, Brian Forbes, Patrick Mills, especially if DeRozan doesn't play, they don't have the guys that can box him out from attacking the rim when he sees a three-point shot looks like it's going to miss, or if he shoots something going back up for a tip-up. I think his ability to go get it will be big for him tonight, and so I'm taking the over 6.5 rebounds. I can see him getting to double digits rebounds against this Spurs team who second half of back-to-back and a little bit smaller, so maybe some tired legs, not going for those effort rebounds, and there comes SGA flying towards the rim. And then my last top prop kills me to do this. I'm taking under 32.5 points for Damian Lillard. I mean, as a Blazer fan and as a Damian Lillard fan, he's probably my favorite player. I hate to do this, but I know what the Pelicans and Drew Holiday have done to Damian Lillard in the past. They make him work for everything. They have a success plan that they showed in the playoffs a couple years ago, and they shut Dame and CJ down. Different circumstances then, but still, I think Drew Holiday is such a tough matchup for Damian Lillard. His just dog mentality to play defense, his quickness, his strength, his size. He's like 6'4", he's long. He's going to make things tough on Damian Lillard, and I think Lillard knows that he's going to get a dogfight with Drew Holiday. So I can see Lillard coming out and trying to pass the ball early, try to go for rebounds, try to play off ball, try to get off, like maybe run off screens and be more of a distraction, because he knows teams are good. He knows these teams right now, because he is so hot, they're going to be threatening on him, especially the Pelicans. They know what he can do, so they're really going to be like keen on him. So I could see him trying to be more of a distraction early on to get things going for CJ and Melo, and then the third and fourth quarter when maybe the Pelicans have started to sag off a little bit because CJ has it going, or Dame's racking up the assists, or he's not even looking to score right away, then he turns it on. So I think we might see a really good game from Damian Lillard. I'm not saying that. I think we'll see a 2010 game, and maybe even 2010 6-7 game. We could even see a triple-double for him. I think he's going to do a lot more than scoring the ball. He's been really aggressive these last couple games, and he's talked about it. But Damian, he, at the end of the day, his nature is to just try and like not put 50 up. He wants to put 28 up, go get the fill up the stat sheet, get this, and then he wants to get other people involved. So I see him trying to do that early tonight. I'm taking the under 32.5 points. I think he finishes around 26, 28 points. Last year against the Pelicans, they played 3 times. He never got over 30. He hit 24 once, 26. And then I think in the playoffs when they played in the year before that, he never got over 30. So I don't see him getting over 30 tonight. I still think we see a really good game from Lillard, but I'm taking the under. All right, those are all my best bets for today. Go through them real quick. Celtics plus 2 and the money line of plus 110. Clippers minus 1.5. The Oklahoma City Thunder first half minus 4.5. Over 230.5. Chicago Bulls at the Washington Wizards. Top props, taking Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's over 6.5 rebounds and under 32.5 points for Damian Lillard. All right, that's it. That's it for today's show. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope all of you guys' bets cashed today. Make sure to follow me on Twitter at Ty Delbridge. Let me know what bets of mine you're tailing, what bets tonight I didn't point out that you like and you're putting your money on. Shoot me a tweet or a DM, and we'll see you guys tomorrow. Peace.